Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Ed, and Steve Paisley, Jordog. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm well.
You okay, Ed? You going to make it on the radio with us here?
My cord got tangled. Yeah. And I couldn't just sit
there.
Time
to cut the cord, Ed.
I couldn't just let it remain like that. I had to detangle it.
We all say that in our lives sometimes, don't we?
Sometimes the cord just has to be detangled.
That's just a fact of life.
That's right.
The way it goes. We were talking the last hour how sometimes politics devolves into which team you're on.
Right.
In terms of who's right, because I was mentioning that this started because I said a lady called me and said, you didn't call President Trump President Trump.
This is a year ago.
And I said, yes, I did call him President Trump. And then I called him Trump after that because that's what he calls himself. But that's appropriate. That's not
right.
And then I said, that President Trump hasn't referred to Governor DeSantis as Governor DeSantis in a year. You know, he called him DeSanctimonious and DeSanctus.
I think he's doing it now. I think he.
Well, but this was a year ago. Yeah. He's recounting the conversation.
That shut down that conversation. But anyway, I'm going to vote for Trump. Okay, in November, I'll just tell you that because there's too much at stake here. It's Trump Biden. Okay, Kennedy's not going to win.
Right.
All right. He may place third. I'm sure he will. And people, voting is a personal issue, and it's also In other words, I'm not going out here to criticize people for whoever they want to vote for.
Right.
In that sense, but I think it's very important. I'm voting for Trump and encouraging everybody, my friends and family, to do the same thing. Mainly because of the Supreme Court and the judges and the border and the economy, those kinds of things. But here's what Trump said in 2016 about Hillary Clinton. If she were to win, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis that would cripple the operations of our government.
Because she might be convicted of a crime.
She is likely to be under investigation for many years and also will probably end up, in my opinion, in a criminal trial. I mean, you take a look at it. She has no right to be running. You know that? No right. Now, who's saying that today?
Right.
They flipped that one. They flipped Trump's words on him.
Right.
And saying he's under investigation and he has no right.
The same people in 2016 who defended Hillary Clinton's right to run because these charges are politically motivated and they're not.
They're the
ones
now saying Trump
they're
should.
They're the ones, right.
But it was Trump himself said, and Hillary Clinton said the same thing about him now.
Right.
So it just depends on what team you're on.
It does.
What's right. Oftentimes what's perceived as justice. And right. So anyway, all right, Steve, go ahead.
Hey,
Steve.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, by the way, before you get to your stories, let our folks know what we just posted.
Oh, yeah. I know you guys spent a little time talking about the awful tornado that hit Greenfield, Iowa. And there was posted some storm chasers posted some incredible video.
It's extraordinary.
Extraordinary video of this tornado taking down the wind turrets. It doesn't show it slamming into the town.
Right.
But it's amazing, some amazing photography or video, and we posted that to our Facebook page. Okay. So
yeah, that was, how many people died? Six, last report I saw.
I think so. The number
usually climbs a little bit.
It's still a little too early to have a definitive number.
And there were other tornadoes also that hit Iowa yesterday, not just that.
Was it 18 tornadoes in total that hit Iowa?
Now, you and Steve... And I was looking over your shoulder during the break. We're watching, and I've seen 1,000 tornado videos, haven't we all?
Right. Yeah.
Right. But that was
impressive.
Yes, impressive in a scary kind of way.
Because the storm chasers driving towards this thing,
and we just put it on our Today's Issues Facebook page. Yeah. This particular tornado, Because it just stays on the ground, and it's just massive and moving really fast, right?
It's a tornado. I'd never seen this, but the one tornado had multiple vortices, multiple like little mini tornadoes inside of it.
Yes.
It was.
And when you sent it to us, mm-hmm. we couldn't watch
right.
it last segment because we were on the air.
Yeah,
because during the break, I watched it, and it started off way in the distance, and I thought, this is going to take forever to get up close, but it didn't.
Yeah.
It covered the ground in probably 30 seconds. Those are some brave people. So anyway, that's on our
Facebook
page. At this point,
they're still the most reliable numbers. Multiple people have died.
Yes.
Okay. So they're still counting. It's tragic. All right, let's talk about what's going on in Florida, because Governor Ron DeSantis there has made a declaration. You know,
DeSantis,
Governor DeSanctimonious has declared the whole summer, the summer of freedom, and with that comes some requirements. The bridges, and I think we reported on this. I know we talked about this in one of the story meetings last week. We might have even said it on the air. The bridge that goes in the Tampa Bay, that crosses Tampa Bay from Tampa to St. Pete. Every June, they light that thing up in rainbow colors because somebody's proud of their sin.
LGBTQ pride.
The original sin, by the way, pride.
Month, yeah.
So what he has said, what the governor is saying is, this summer, all of our infrastructure, if you're going to light it up, you got to light it up with red, white, and blue, period.
Yeah, I read about that because the state of Florida actually controls that bridge, not St. Pete, not Tampa.
I read that wherever it touches their county, the commissioners have to approve something, but I think this comes from the Florida DOT through DeSantis that might overrule that.
Right. And so Governor DeSantis has said, all the state-controlled bridges and whatever lighting they have in the state of Florida basically will be pro-American, patriotic, red, white, and blue, and not rainbow colors flying everywhere. And we're getting ready for it again, aren't we?
So not only can you not say gay, you can't light up gay, apparently, in Florida.
Well, so Governor DeSantis said, we're not doing that. We're not doing that kind of using the state to promote a political agenda.
Yeah.
The other thing is June is going to be – did y'all know that June is Pride Month?
I heard that somewhere.
No. I have never seen anything like about it. What is this?
Get ready.
Of which you speak.
Get ready for all the people who love Noah.
Yeah, right?
Huh? The story of Noah.
That rainbow.
They want to promote the story of Noah in the Bible. Anyways.
They want to promote the story of Noah, but completely miss the whole message.
That's the point.
Duly noted, Ed.
I'm going to celebrate Lee Greenwood this summer. I'm proud to be an American.
Ah.
Or at least I know I'm free.
Shouldn't worship a man, Steve, but if you want to worship Lee Greenwood,
I'm worshiping him.
I'm just kidding. the thing about it is, I jest because we all know we're about to get, when June's coming up, because we're about to get bombarded with.
It's everywhere. We had this conversation. Yeah. PetSmart, where my wife goes to spend us into
PetSmart
oblivion.
PetSmart or PetsGo?
PetSmart.
There's two of them. Yeah. PetSmart does the same.
I've only walked into PetSmart with my wife, and that's just to kind of hurry her along.
I got you.
In June, they have as soon as you walk in, there's a big display of LGBTQ.
Pet stuff.
all the gay dogs out there.
Yeah.
Well,
Petco, they do that too. Or at least they did last year.
Yeah.
I went in there, Petco, had to get something in Petco. I'm going it's like in the front, you're going come on, man.
Rainbow collars.
I bet you don't sell one of these, okay? Especially in Tupelo. You're not selling one of these, but you got them up here because you want a virtue signal.
That's right.
The company said, we want to show that we're pride. We're standing for pride.
You just gave me an idea,
okay?
I try to get my wife not to go in there. I don't want her getting any more animals or anything like that, but I try to keep her from going.
What, PetSmart or Petco or both?
Anything, because we got pets. So if I go in next time and go with her, and go in June and make a big fuss over the display.
Yeah.
Will they ban my wife?
She'll never show her face in there again.
It could ban your wife.
I could walk in and say, "Well, come on."
You can order dog food off the internet today. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, this whole agenda didn't work out so well for Target and like Walmart or those group the Bud Light store.
You know, you just get to a point. You say, "How much pride do you need?" Huh?
You need enough to make sure that people hear it every day.
We got pride.
Lest they start thinking on their own.
You're gay. You're lesbian.
They play the part of the oppressed minority group, but let's face it, they're at the top of the food chain.
Yeah,
they're calling the shots everywhere.
Right? Do we have Christian Pride Month? I don't think so.
That's a real oxymoron.
Is that an oxymoron, or is that a
Christian Pride Month,
or is that a contradiction? We couldn't have Christian Pride Month if we wanted it, right?
No, we couldn't.
Moreover,
we shouldn't want it.
They do in the Episcopal Church, and now many
Christian
other,
Pride.
Yeah, many other denominations.
Christian Humility.
Oh, you mean they celebrate the LGBTQ?
They celebrate the LGBTQ, right?
Yeah, but they don't have a Christian only Pride Month.
No.
You know, so I shouldn't take that up as a cause? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that's a winner.
All right. Anyway, because pride go up before a fall.
Yes, it does.
The Bible says.
That's right.
All right. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. Let's talk about President Biden and his poll numbers. They are not good. And we have now a new
Steve,
poll.
Just so you'll know, you didn't hear last hour. Ed and I are being nice to Biden for the next 7 or 8 minutes.
Yes.
So go ahead.
You slap all you want. We'll defend them.
Yeah. I don't have any like Biden flubs or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But there's a lot of people talking about him. And so anyway, in New Hampshire, which is been a blue state, has the last time someone won New Hampshire, it was George W. Bush.
You mean a Republican?
A Republican. Someone. The first Democrat. Al Gore was the last Democrat to lose New Hampshire, and since then it's been blue. But now we're looking at a poll right now in the state where Trump and Biden. This is a poll with Kennedy included. They're tied at 36 points each. Kennedy coming in at 14, and none of the above at 12. So he's in trouble.
Who's in trouble?
Joe Biden is in trouble in a lot of blue states. Certainly, a lot of battleground states. The podcast used to be sports host Stephen A. Smith has a thought about why, perhaps. Let's listen to Cut 11.
He's the former president of the United States. You talk to us about Russian collusion. You talk to us about a bevy of things over the years. Man still running. Four indictments, 91 counts, and the man gets more campaign dollars. Climbing in the polls, okay? And last time I checked, he still ain't been in cuffs. He still ain't been put behind bars. And he's the presumptive GOP nominee. You can't stop him. You cannot stop him. And so for me, I find myself ashamed of the Democratic Party for their lack of a competitive fervor. You had since 2016 to come up with somebody else. And you still can't do it. That is pathetic. It is pathetic. And it is no excuse for it whatsoever. It is 2024. In 8 years, you should have been able to find somebody that could compete with this man other than a soon-to-be 82-year-old incumbent.
Now, Stephen A. Smith, is he on ESPN? He's usually a sports commentator.
Yeah, sports commentator.
But he's black.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, we have been talking in the first hour. We've talked several times over the last week or so about the drifting, I'm just going to call it drifting, of black voters away from the Democratic Party to Trump, not to the Republican Party, but to Trump. It's not a huge percentage that's drifting in that direction. I don't know whether that'll translate into voting for Trump, but it is interesting. And the fact that Stephen A. Smith is very vocal about his political views as well as his sports views. But he's a black American, and he is castigating his own party.
His own party. But, you know, the interesting thing, the next question that they asked, which I didn't have time to put in here, it's a long discussion. So the host of the podcast asked him, do you want the Democrat Party to win? He said, well, that's an interesting question. It's a fair question. I don't know.
I don't understand, though. Now, I'm not talking about voter fraud. or whatever. I'm going to relive the 2020 election. Okay,
right.
But Biden won. So what's he upset about it with his party about?
Because they couldn't find anyone else to run.
Well, he won
in 2024.
Yeah.
No. That would be.
It kind of contradicts what he's saying.
I think he's dissatisfied with how weak President Joe Biden, the incumbent, how weak he looks politically.
That's on him.
Yeah. But I think what he's saying is the Democratic Party should have gotten somebody else.
But he said, you've had 16 to come up with somebody.
Yeah.
They came up with somebody.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And he won. Well.
Yeah. So I don't understand exactly what the criticism is.
Well, he doesn't think he can win again.
Yeah. I think Stephen A. Smith doesn't think that Biden can win, and they waited too long to find a replacement. He beat Trump.
Well, he should just say Biden should step aside.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I could have said, but he gets paid to talk, so.
Yeah, right.
Next story, Steve.
All right. And I guess Stephen A. Smith isn't the only liberal who's talking. You know, we've had a lot of quote often Bill Maher on this particular show because he's an honest liberal. He's willing
classical liberal.
He's willing. He will say he's for all the social Democrat programs and the whole bit, but he's willing to tell the truth in when it's uncomfortable. And he was on The View and had this conversation with Joy Behar, cut 10.
I'm nervous about saying anything against Biden because I feel, you know, not that I have so much power, and you have some more than I do, obviously. But
I don't know about that.
Are you afraid that you might, you know, influence people who are on the fence?
I think you lose all credibility. I do. I mean, my bond with my audience has always been I don't pull a punch.
Yeah.
My bond with my audience is you're not going to like everything I say,
yeah.
But you know I'm saying what I really think is true. Biden just presents as old. It's not really fair.
No.
Because he's almost the same age. Trump is almost the same age as him.
I know.
But Trump doesn't present that way. You know, you look at somebody right away, you can kind of just sum them up. I mean, we are not young, but we don't present as old.
Yeah.
Biden does. I saw him yesterday making that speech.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. He's cadaver-like.
But his brain is good. He's still great.
Bless her. Behar. She wants it
His
so
brain
bad.
Is good on days
and
hours. It depends. She's trying. She's desperate, isn't she?
You know, Joe Biden, up until he won re-election, really, Joe Biden was still, he could slug it out. You know, in his political career, he was a really good communicator.
Up until he won re-election for what?
I mean, not re-election, when he won 2020.
2020, okay.
He was a good debater. In interviews, he did really well in terms
articulate.
Of the back and forth, articulate,
clean,
had a good mind. He was clean. And so I kind of understand where people like Joy Behar, I think they're remembering. It's like the pitcher pitching, you know, coming back into the game after he's, you know, looks like he needs to retire. You're thinking about him as he used to be, and he's not.
It is very noticeable if you listen to a Joe Biden speech from 2015 or prior and now.
I've said this before, and maybe it would reduce a lot of the issues we're able to talk about here if we followed what I'm talking about.
Right.
I think I could save America a lot of rancor.
Yeah.
A lot of blood pressure rising, a lot of anger.
Okay.
Because I'm a peacemaker.
Yes, you are, as you should be, as a Christian.
Yes, I'm a peacemaker. And that is, with any issue political now, especially in today's climate, just state what your ultimate view or objective is and don't argue about all the stuff that precedes it.
Yeah.
Okay? Let me explain what I'm talking about. Joy Behar, should just say, I don't care if Biden is a cadaver.
Right.
Okay? Doesn't matter. I'm voting for him over Trump because he represents my worldview. Okay? So there's no point in us arguing whether he looks like a cadaver or not, or whether Biden's brain dead in his speeches or not, because even if he is, I'm not voting for Trump. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think people on the Trump side could just, instead of just saying, you know, how could people vote for Biden, just say, or how could people say, how could you vote for Trump? You know, he did this, he did that, he did the other. Just say, I don't care if he did it all.
Right.
I don't care if he's got an orange jumpsuit on.
Right.
I'm voting for him because voting for Biden
right.
is terrible, is far worse for our country. You see how if you would just get to the bottom line immediately, you could. Of course, you wouldn't have any talk shows then.
Yeah, I was going to say that the plus for doing what you just suggested
right.
is the View would last 5 minutes. That's a plus.
Right.
All of humanity comes out ahead.
That would be a plus. But, I mean, when you try to make arguments based on this candidate did this or said that or appears this way, it doesn't matter if the opposing candidate violates your basic fundamental political beliefs. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, because and this is I recognize that I'm not being consistent. But in 1992,
yeah,
when Bill Clinton was running, I was all about character matters. Okay, character matters, especially in the reelection in 1996 after. Monica Lewinsky, character matters. Okay, now I say, okay, all right. So I mean, we all know what I was about.
When did you change?
Yeah, so let's,
right.
to your point, let's say, yes, ordinarily character does matter, okay, but we are at the place where we're looking over the cliff, and
right.
I don't want to go into the right. canyon, into the chasm.
So character of doesn't darkness. Matter as much.
It's character. I'm going to have to put that down the list,
right?
And say who I think is going to maybe help save the country. Although at this point, only God can save.
Well, it was kind of like what happened with Trump and Clinton. Remember that back in 16,
Hillary, yeah.
And about 3 weeks prior to the election, the videotape was released of Trump. Making the infamous comment about
rich men and women,
and what women let men
do,
violate them,
right?
Because they're rich and powerful. Remember that?
Yeah. Yes. On the bus.
Well, I had somebody text me that morning and say, "I can't vote for Trump. Listen to this. This is awful. This is awful."
And it was.
Oh, and it was awful.
Yeah.
But then, after that, you go, "Well, what's the alternative?" Yeah, that was awful, but having Hillary Clinton as president would be worse for everybody.
And on the other side, remember the video of Hillary Clinton having to be helped? She looked like she was about to collapse, being
right.
people holding her arms, getting her. She looked frail and like there was something wrong with her. The other side said, "I don't care.
Right.
I mean, if we can get her into office."
Right, and our side ultimately said, "I don't care what." I do care what Trump said. That was terrible, but it's not going to make me change my vote.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. We in the political world spend a lot of time in the in-between trying to convince somebody, okay, Biden's brain dead.
Yeah.
You going to vote for Trump now?
Right.
To be fair, we haven't covered a lot of it here, but there are some shocking allegations against Biden that call his question. Here's character into question. I don't think either one of these guys are...
Biden has character?
Flaws.
Yes, no, there are accusations of abuse and everything
and
on his side,
too. Rather credible. We can talk
and
about that.
In my world, he doesn't have any character anyway. But we can discuss what character next time.
Yeah. Folks, we do welcome your opinions.
Right, we do.
Yeah, so.
We do welcome your opinions. All right, thank you. Thanks, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Ed and Chris and Brent, our producer. There were no guests today. So we'll see you tomorrow, everybody.